younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living.
Yes, he did.
Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want.
All right.
He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's had bread and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Let me read that again. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?
All right.
I will arise and go to my father, and will say of him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said to the young father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring him the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. You may take your seats. Subject matter for this evening.
All right.
Subject matter that has been chosen is faith, love, forgiveness, celebrating the power of God. Faith, love, forgiveness, and celebrating the power of God. We look at our subject matter in this 15th chapter of Luke. It's a familiar passages of scripture we read. And the faith portion I see here, first of all, you have to really respect the men and women that have been called into this vocation in this time that we live in, that pastor,
yes, sir,
and oversee people,
right,
and oversee churches. You have to respect what they do.
Yes.
It is a difficult job.
Yes, it is.
More than a notion, to say the least.
Yes, sir.
When you're talking about pastoring and shepherding them, really doing it the right way.
Yes,
doing
sir.
It God's way.
Yes.
Now, some men have entered into this, and it's more, it's just the profession,
right,
that they have. It's just a job.
Right.
You know, they move from church to church, and, you know, they take better assignments.
Yes, sir.
as they go.
Right.
Amen. They went to school and made this their livelihood.
Right.
And Paul talked about that. Amen. In the New Testament, he talked about people that preach the gospel for different reasons.
Right.
He said some they preach pretense. Some preach out of love. Some preach out of contention. There were different reasons why people end up in this position.
Right.
Some men, they grow up in the church.
Right.
They inherit a church
right. yes. Yes.
from their father.
Right.
Didn't say they was called, but they inherit. They
right. right.
They just end up with it.
They end up with
church
it.
Ends up in their hands.
Uh-huh.
Some of them walk in church. Some of them don't walk in church.
Right.
But it's just pressure, it's expectation.
Right. Yeah.
So then they stand behind the desk. Never really what they wanted to do. Never happened. Amen. Just playing the
right.
drums.
Right.
Amen. Or ushering or doing whatever they was doing, but the church ended up in their hands.
Yes,
it ended
up. What you say?
But the men and the women that do this, that are really called by God to take on this, you have to respect them and you have to keep them lifting up in prayer.
Yes.
It is not easy.
Not easy.
By any stretch of the imagination.
No, stop.
Which leads me, amen, to the first subject matter that we'll deal with, amen, tonight of faith.
All right.
Of faith. Of faith and having confidence in God. When this son came to his father.
Amen.
Came to his father. And you know, this was something that had been brewing for a while.
Yes,
no
sir.
Doubt. This young man had some conflict within himself. Finally, it just came to a head. Amen.
Yeah.
And he built up enough gall and enough gumption to go to his father. And he asked his father, I want you to give me my portion.
Right.
Amen. Which is going to call to me.
Right.
I want what's mine. I want what's coming to me. You know, he probably had some frustration paying second fiddle, amen, to his brother and third fiddle to his father. And you know, he just wanted more out of life.
Right.
Amen. He wanted more than what he had. He wanted to be more than what he was. And he just didn't see how it was going to happen.
Yes.
Being there in his father's house.
All
amen.
Right.
He did not see. He did not see how that was going to happen.
All
so
right.
he went to his dad and said, give me my portion. Amen.
Right. Yes.
Amen. What falls to me. Amen. And no doubt this was a great portion because it didn't happen overnight. It took some time, amen, to really sit down, amen, meet with the financial advisor, and meet with the accountants, and meet, amen, with the people that sit and let them trust in order, amen, to figure out, amen, what rightfully belonged to him.
Yeah.
It took time to figure that out. And to sit that down and set these things in order. And no doubt, I'm sure that his father wasn't the most happiest about it. Amen. But yet, something in that father inspired his faith. But he felt that, you know what? This is probably the better thing to do. It's probably the better thing to do. Not necessarily what I want to do. It's not about my timing. I don't feel that the timing is right, but this is probably what's best.
Hey,
to give him what's his.
Right.
And to allow him, amen, to go out and venture out on his own. It takes faith. It takes faith, amen, for a pastor to be able to do that. Give people room in order to grow and to learn about Jesus for themselves.
Yes.
Let them experience God on their own, knowing that all things work together. For the good to give me love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Probably was hard, amen, on that father to look at him, amen, walk out of that door. Knowing that he's not really cut out for what he's getting into. Knowing that he's not really ready for it. Amen. Yes. This young man, again, been brewing for some time.
Yes.
He had some things in his heart and things in his mind. And the Bible tells me that he went to a far country. Amen. He wanted to get from up under their thumbs. He wanted to get as far away. Amen. As he could. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. He wanted to get as far away as he could. Amen. He went, the Bible tells us, into a kingdom to walk. And the Bible tells me, thank you, Jesus, in verse number 13, amen, not many days after the youngest son died, he took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Thank you, Jesus, amen. In other words, amen, at this time, life was good, amen, to the prodigal son. Yes, he was doing everything that he had wanted to do. Everything that he was being and bad enough to do, now he is able to do it. He ain't got no curfew. Come on, get somebody. If he don't want to go to school, he don't have to go to school. Amen. If he don't want to work, he don't have to go to work. If he don't want to show up on time, he don't have to show up on time. Life was good, but it was one bad decision after another. Amen. When he began to waste, amen, his substance, and the Bible says, with riotous living. That's why I know he was having such a good time. Riotous living means, Pastor, you can have any woman you want. You can go to any club. You can go to any bar. You can walk in the circles. Hello, here. You got followers on Instagram. You got followers on Facebook. You got followers on Twitter. One bad decision after another, but in his mind, life could not have been any better. No responsibility. No accountability. Hello, here, somebody. Nobody telling him that it's prayer time. As long as the economy was good, the economy good. Help on here. But when the economy tanked, amen, that just so happened to be at the time when he was on a downswing. Everything was bad, and the Bible says he began to be in want. He began to be in lack. He was flat broke. He had nothing. Amen. He had nothing, and the Bible said didn't nobody give unto him. All the people that he partied with, all the people he hung out with, honey, all the women that he wined and he died, didn't nobody have nothing for him. Every job that he went to, amen, that he was overqualified for, he couldn't get them jobs, amen. He had to settle, the Bible said, for feed swine. Now, with all that education he had, all the degrees behind his name, all the gifts and talents he had, the only thing he could do was to be a help on the pond, but be a help riding a tractor and feeding swine and feeding a farm animals. That's all he could do.
One day,
he was perishing with hunger.
Hunger.
He was dying spiritually.
Dying
spiritually. And at that time, he realized
yes,
that he was in a mess.
Man.
Sometimes you gotta let people go and let them figure it out.
Come on, brother.
Yes, right. You do. Now, sometimes you gotta let people figure it out.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time fasting and praying. Sometimes you can figure out, man, I'm putting in more work than you put in.
Yeah.
Man, I've got the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost. It seems like I want you to have it more than you want to get. Sometimes you gotta let people figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You gotta let them figure it out.
Yeah.
Now you call it and shut it over there because they miss a service, they miss church, they treat church like they can take it or leave it. And it seems like that's just as happening.
Well, yeah.
Amen. You got to step back, okay. Something's wrong with this picture. I want you to be saved back. If you want to be saved, something's wrong. Something is off. Come on here. Let me clean my glass. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He was out there and figured it out. And you know what? I'm dying of hunger. And the Bible said he would have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. In other words, what he's feeding them, he'd rather have that because he's just in lack. Amen. But he came to himself, the word of God says. He came to himself. Something about the Holy Ghost. Once you had the Holy Ghost, amen. Something about it. Something about getting a man or a woman back down here to the altar. That's why we have altar call in the church. Even if you're saved, amen, sometimes the pastor will just call everybody down to the altar. There's one thing about the altar. The altar will jar your memories. Come on, get somebody. Because you act like you don't know. And you act like you forgot. That's why we need an altar call. To bring back to your memory what was like. The songwriter said, at the cross. Don't get my heart back to the choir. Don't sit service. I can dress like everybody else.
Right.
I can just fit right in. Just let me be part of the team.
Yes,
That's what he said with him himself. God really worked on that man. Amen. No doubt his father had been praying for him. The prayers of a righteous man avails much. Amen. Sometimes you just got to keep people up before God and pray. And you got to constantly talk to God about him and for him and all they have. Amen. Anybody that you want to be sitting on the seat saying, amen, you got to keep that person lifted up before God. Amen. Might as well start you up a prayer. Amen. That's something that we used to give. Remember, you ought to start yourself a prayer. And keep that prayer list in your body. That way, every time you go into prayer, you can ask God to deliver the names of the prayer. Remember the people on my job that I work with. Remember all the backsliders. They won't get somebody. Remember new people that I've met, that I've invited to church, that I talked to them about Jesus, that I explained the Holy Ghost in them. Remember them in prayer. Return thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. God is a merciful God, and God is a kind God. God is a loving God, and God is a forgiving God. And God is a God of restoration. No, don't miss somebody. And God is a God of another chance. I didn't say a second chance. I said he's a God of another chance. Because if he was just a second chance, would nobody be here at night? No, don't miss somebody. No. We need unlimited chances. We need the favor and the mercy, and we need the grace of God. Two is not enough for me.
Amen.
Yes, God. I said, no, I'm going to go back to my father. So, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, verse 20, he rose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God had already forgiven him. Amen. Because he knew what was in his heart and knew what was in his mind. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He said, I'm not worthy to call your son. God, the Father said, no. Amen. He said, come out and bring a robe. Put a robe on him. Amen. Don't worry about why you dress like this. Just go get a robe and put a robe on him. And I want you to go get a ring and put a ring on his finger. Now, that ring represents cunning. Now, that ring represents that we are married. Now, let go get somebody. Now, God said, Jeremiah, I am married to the backside. Yes, I am. I'm married into the cunning.
Brother's back.
Father said he was mad. Love, forgiveness, celebrating the power of God.
Yeah. That's what we're looking to do here in Cornerstone.
Yes, yes. Yes.
That's God. That's what we're looking to do.
Yes.
Work this area, get as many men and women saved as we can.
Amen. Right.
Yeah. Up the street, down the street, across the street.
Yes.
Come on, kid.
Yes.
Yes. We're going out. We're going to hang flyers in the doors.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to meet and confirm with people.
Come on, brother.
Invite them to come up with you for the service.
Yes.
Hello, get somebody.
Brother.
We're going to work this part of the thing. That's what it's about. Pastor, you understand what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Pastor, amen. You find in the work, and you got to get the work cultivate the area.
Yes.
No, don't get somebody.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
It's reaching, brother.
Right. Baptize as many people as we can.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
Come on.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Sir.
You know, I tell people all the time, care what church they from, what their religion is.
Right.
That's right.
I'll let them know I'm not trying to take nothing from you.
Nothing.
That's the Lord.
I'm just trying to add.
That's right.
To
yes.
What you have.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Because I'm not going to compete with what you grew up with. No, it's about.
Come on. Right.
I'm not going to compete with the reverend.
Come on.
I'm just showing you. When I show you Acts 38,
that's
it.
That
is what Jesus said. This is something you need to add to your work for. You got to have this. The Lord is my.
Amen.
This Holy Ghost I'm talking about. Amen. He's speaking in tongues.
Amen.
It's more than just something that's to have. You got to have that. Now that's the spirit of life. The Lord is my. I ain't telling you right now to leave the family church.
Amen.
But I'm just trying to give you something. Because I believe a lot of people, if you take what I got to give you, I believe you can figure it out. I believe you can figure it out. Yeah, but you know what? The family church ain't working. Amen. But what did that stop people talking about? What the whole young people talking about? What the college people, what they talking about? Seems like it works just a little bit better.
Right.
Woo!
That's
right. I'll shut you down. Right. I feel like I'm trying to destroy culture, right? You don't understand. This is how my family was raised.
Yeah.
What about my deceased grandmother?
Yeah.
I'm not here to judge nobody.
You're right. Exactly.
And we let those people know that all those people are in the hands of a just God.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Because
nobody on this side of the man knows who's in and who's out.
That's right.
They're on this side.
Right.
We can speculate and preach it, but we don't know. Not on this side of the man. But I'm talking to you.
Right.
Yes.
He didn't know the right thing. We didn't know to do good and do it not to him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Come on now. That's right.
Come on, preach.
You got to walk in the light that God.
That's it.
Gives you.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing you life. But I'm adding to your beliefs.
That's all I'm saying. That's it. Hey.
Yes.
Yes. Raised Muslim?
All right. Come on, sir.
Okay. You raised Muslim.
All right.
Yes,
sir.
I'm still inviting you to the temple.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
I'm still inviting you to the temple.
Come on.
So we got to have to come around somewhere.
Yes,
sir.
What you say?
And if you want to face each.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, when we come in here, we ready?
Yeah.
That's
right.
We get out of them. You think y'all be back in the house again?
Yeah.
I don't know if they teach that no more, Pastor, but we was training.
Come on.
That's it. Before you grab the Bible, before you grab the room.
Come on.
Before you take your folks, you get on your meat.
Get on your meat.
That's what we was going to eat it. Now they come and they just sit down.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, sir.
Say it again.
Now, I imagine if the pastor and they don't see it, I imagine if you put it out real quick on Twitter, then other folks probably turn around.
Yeah.
If the pastor's out of town, they don't know.
Uh-huh.
I won't tweet it. And then you turn this hard private to another church.
Right. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Go ahead,
I'm going to stop you now. I'm going to stop you.
She think I'm acting up. I'm going to stop you. All right. Tell the truth.
Let me use you.
Man. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, as I get out the way, Pastor, I just want you to be encouraged.
Yeah.
Fellowship with you. I want you to be encouraged, sir. Amen. I respect what you're doing. I respect what you're doing because I understand what you're doing.
Right.
And I respect what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's going to bless you. Thank you. Bless your church. Bless your ministry. I pray to God that you strengthen your hands.
Yeah.
Strengthen your hands. For the work that He has called you out here to do tomorrow. I pray for all the pastors and men here. God, just bless all.
Amen.
Just bless your church. Bless your ministry. Amen. Add they to the church as such as should be saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Fulfill all your vision.
Amen.
Your heart's desires.
Let's go.
Amen. There's someone that's here tonight. Maybe you did lose your way. Maybe you did fall off a little bit. Maybe, you know, your spiritual public equilibrium just was thrown off. There is hope for you.
There is hope.
If you like that prodigal son, you can make your way back.
Come on now.
Make your way back. You humble yourself. Amen. You can make your way back.
Yeah.
God will receive you. He's looking for you. And God will bless you. God will bless you.
He will.
This young man was coming back, and he had no idea that he would get a ring and get a robe and get shoes and then celebrate. Killed the fat calf. He did all that the way, and he was just trying to just get back. Just wanted to get back. He had no idea how God would bless him. Never know what the Lord will do for you.
That's fair.
Man, you just come back to God. Serve Him, amen, like you used to serve. Serve Him like you used to serve. Be dedicated like you used to be dedicated. Amen. God will bless you, amen. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand. Praise.